You're listening to SBS News.
A crowd of protesters at the Mantra Hotel in Melbourne's north attempt to stop the transfer of 60 asylum seekers. Several scuffles took place as police barricaded the entrance and Border Force officials transported the group to another hotel. Earlier, a recently released detainee was at the site speaking to his friends who were inside.
You are not alone. You will be free one day, all of you. And this is your land. This country is going to be your land one day. And you are welcome to this country. The people are welcoming you. That's the message. Don't give up.
Farhad Bandesh is a musician, artist and Kurdish refugee from Iran, who was released from detention on Friday, the 11th of December.
It's really hard to say it, but it's for me, it's unbelievable. I cannot believe it. I am free. And I ask myself, why my friends, they cannot reach their freedom after so long? And I think this is their right to be free with us right now. They are suffering. They are torturing.
Advocates say a lack of transparency and processing delays in the Department of Home Affairs are obstacles for detainees. Lawyer Alison Batterson says the uncertainty causes trauma and anguish.
I've discovered people who, through Freedom of Information requests, I'm pretty sure that nothing has happened on their case for over 6 years. I've encountered one gentleman who wasn't even invited to apply for a protection visa, which is what happens in Australia. You can't just apply for protection depending on the mode of arrival. You must be invited. He hadn't been invited after 6 years. Someone else that after 3.5 years, not a single submission had been completed by the Department of Home Affairs. Now, I got my law degree in less time than that.
It comes as the High Court is asked to consider an appeal request by the Minister of Home Affairs against the landmark ruling which scrutinised the government's timeline for processing detainees. Former detainee Ahmed Mahmoud had his residency stripped after committing a criminal offence.
The communications with the government, like, it's none so ever. It doesn't exist with them. All they tell you is what you're waiting. And even when you ask questions, like, what am I waiting for? Are you going to remove me? Are you going to, like, what are you doing? They just tell you, no, you're waiting.
Mr. Mahmoud was to be deported to Syria, but was detained in Western Australia for 6 years.
And they told me, no, we can't send you back. I'm like, what do you mean you can't send me back? They said, you can't be sent back. You got to wait for Syria to be better. I said, that could take another 20 years.
For the first time, the federal court used a principle known as habeas corpus to deem his detention unlawful and order his immediate release. With the order, there is no visa that can be cancelled, meaning Ahmed can't return to detention and for now he remains free, effectively outside the department's control. Lawyer Alison Batterson says under the habeas corpus principle, the court found the government failed to properly carry out a key purpose of the detention, which was arranging the detainee's departure, thereby making the detention itself unlawful.
This case is an absolute game changer because it forces the government to pursue the purpose of detention. So if you're going to remove someone, then take the steps to remove them. Provide them with some certainty. If you can't remove them or you haven't taken any steps, then you must admit them because you are not pursuing the statutory purpose.
Lawyers say it's the first time a detainee has been released under the principle in Australia, which now puts an onus on the government to prove a decision to detain someone is lawful. Greens leader Adam Bandt says this could set a precedent.
I wouldn't be at all surprised if we see more cases brought to the court as the courts start to say you can't just keep someone locked up forever, it's against the law.
Ms. Batterson says more of these cases are being filed. Mr. Bandt describes it as a development of hope.
It might not be a get out of jail free card for everyone, but certainly for many people who are now stuck in this system where the government is just keeping them locked up indefinitely for no reason, it might provide some avenue of hope.
Some detainees came to Australia under the now repealed Medivac law, which provides ill asylum seekers held in offshore detention a pathway to be transferred to Australia for medical treatment. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.